This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Show, and I am subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, homophobia, sexism, and patriarchy. And I have come across a little clip of audio that I would love to play for you. Because Donald Trump is a Nazi. And we need to root out all of the Nazis from government. We need to root out anyone who has Nazi-esque politics, who even remotely resembles Nazism. Now, why is Donald Trump called a Nazi all the time? Well, he wants to build a border wall. He wants to control illegal immigration. Yes, that's right. That is one of the reasons why leftists say that Donald Trump is a Nazi. That is one of the reasons why the left says that all conservatives are Nazis. We voted for a Nazi. It's white supremacy, right? Because when we say we want to control illegal immigration, what we really mean is that we just want a country with only white people. Only white people in this country. That's what we really mean. We really mean no brown people anywhere. I mean, it's totally and absolutely absurd, but that's what they say. That is what they say. That is what the left says. They say that because we want a smaller government, we want protected borders, that we are Nazis. So let's hear what Bill Clinton had to say about this when he was president, because clearly Bill Clinton was a Democrat. He was a liberal progressive. Clearly, he couldn't even be a Nazi, right? He couldn't have any beliefs that slightly resemble Donald Trump's beliefs. And most of America's beliefs that without borders, we're not a country.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws.
Wow, that Bill Clinton sounded like a Nazi back when he was president, huh? A white supremacist. But thankfully, the news media is so honest and so unbiased that they reported on this as they are reporting on Donald Trump. They came out and said that Bill Clinton was a Nazi. Let's hear a little compilation of news broadcasters from back in the 90s treating Bill Clinton as fairly as they are treating Donald Trump today. Yep, that's right. Not one word about white supremacy. Not one word about racism. Not one word about la raza. Not one word about Nazism. About Jew hatred. About Black Lives Matter. You see, this is why it's so hard for me to ascribe good intentions to these people, because they are brazen hypocrites and liars. They think we are not paying attention. They think we are not going to remember. They think we are not going to remember that Bill Clinton himself, and I appreciate that he wanted closed up borders. That was one of the things that he campaigned on. Now, if leftists want to have a conversation about immigration, the value of immigration, what we ought to do about it, and the value of inviting people into this country, whether documented or undocumented, we could have that. But no, they just want to sling the Nazi epithet at you. They want to sling the racist epithet at you, expecting that you are so stupid, that you are so dumb, that you are so brain dead, that you aren't going to remember that just a few years ago, they were saying the exact same thing as Donald Trump, and nobody cared. Nobody cared. There used to be things that Democrats and Republicans could actually agree on, you know. Now it's just identity politics on steroids. Identity politics on steroids. Half of America is deplorable. Half of America is racist. Half of America is Nazis, even though there isn't one manifestation of any of that stuff, politically speaking. Institutionally speaking, this place is the least racist, the least fascistic country in the world. I mean, Charles Barkley gets it. So that clip from Bill Clinton, it must have, you know, it was back in the 90s, okay? You know, things were a little bit different then, right? Things were a little bit different back in the 90s. Maybe the Democrats came to. Maybe the Democrats just, you know, decided one day that, you know, that their old ways were bad, that their Nazi fascistic ways of trying to protect the borders were bad, and they came to light in the new millennium, and Barack Obama turned that around. He reversed Bill Clinton's Nazi-esque, racist immigration attitude, right?
Even as we are a nation of immigrants, we're also a nation of laws. Undocumented workers broke our immigration laws, and I believe that they must be held accountable, especially those who may be dangerous. When I took office, I committed to fixing this broken immigration system, and I began by doing what I could to secure our borders. But today, our immigration system is broken, and everybody knows it. There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions. We'll build on our progress at the border with additional resources for our law enforcement personnel so that they can stem the flow of illegal crossings and speed the return of those who do cross over. If you're a criminal, you'll be deported. If you plan to enter the U.S. illegally, your chances of getting caught and sent back just went up. We expect people who live in this country to play by the rules. We expect that those who cut the line will not be unfairly rewarded. The actions I'm taking are not only lawful, they're the kinds of actions taken by every single Republican president and every single Democratic president for the past half century. And to those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better, question my authority, or question the wisdom of me acting where Congress has failed, I have one answer. Pass a bill.
There you go. The bigot, racist, Mexican-hating, Nazi Barack Hussein Obama. Of course, he abandoned that. I mean, who knows? To me, he might have been just saying that stuff to kind of give a little bit of red meat to the center. But we know what he really thinks. We know what Bill Clinton really thinks. They want open borders. They want George Soros-type globalism, progressivism, communism, basically. And how did the mainstream media react to Barack Obama's brazen hatred towards immigrants?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Salutations, you are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Show, and I am, of course, subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. He is away triggering leftists all over the country, this time in New York. He's going to be on several different radio shows, several different Fox shows. I am Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And I think we should listen to this audio of Bill Clinton talking about what he believes is a proper immigration policy. Of course, if you're a leftist, you can imagine what he said. You know, I mean, if you're a young leftist, you weren't actually there, but let's just pretend like leftists make any sense, and that if we were to assume what Bill Clinton, a progressive Democrat, was going to believe about immigration, you would think that he would be all about open borders, not bothering people who are undocumented, sanctuary cities, letting sanctuary cities allow undocumented or illegal immigrants into their cities and basically shirking their responsibilities to keep our citizenry safe. Right? That's what we're going to expect. That is what we are going to expect from Bill Clinton, right? We expect him to be tolerant of undocumented immigrants. We expect him to be super-duper friendly towards the idea of just inviting a bunch of people into this country, because that's what the Democrats want, right? It's the opposite behavior that makes Donald Trump look like a Nazi, right? So clearly, liberal Democrats like Bill Clinton, when he was president, would have, of course, gone the opposite route of Donald Trump. Right? He would have gone open borders instead of closed borders. Because leftists aren't hypocrites at all, right? Leftists are consistent in their beliefs, right? If Donald Trump is a Nazi for believing in closed borders, then wouldn't Bill Clinton and Barack Obama also be Nazis for believing in closed borders?
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws.
Now, just so you can taste the hypocrisy in your mouth, I'm going to play you a clip from just a couple days ago of Don Lemon, the hack on CNN, of Don Lemon responding to basically the same speech from Donald Trump in Phoenix, Arizona. Don Lemon, the hack.
Well, what do you say to that? I'm just going to speak from the heart here. What we have witnessed was a total eclipse of the facts. Someone who came out on stage and lied directly to the American people and left things out that he said in an attempt to rewrite history, especially when it comes to Charlottesville. He's unhinged. It's embarrassing. And I don't mean for us, the media, because he went after us, but for the country. This is who we elected president of the United States. A man who is so petty that he has to go after people who he deems to be his enemy, like an imaginary friend of a six-year-old.
Wow, Don Lemon, such astute commentary. I can't believe that you have a job. I can't believe that you have a job. You are such a nincompoop, Don Lemon. CNN is supposed to be the objective news source, the unbiased news source. And this guy, Don Lemon, he's front and center. They love him over there. But he is such a nincompoop. When I was in debate, there was such a thing called backing up your argument with a warrant. Warranting your argument. You make a claim, and then you warrant your claim. You make your point, and then you provide some evidence to back it up. No, but Don Lemon, he's just going on a tirade, on a rant, on Donald Trump for saying the same exact thing that Obama and Bill Clinton said.
His speech was without thought. It was without reason. It was devoid of facts. It was devoid of wisdom. There was no gravitas. There was no sanity there. He was like a child blaming a sibling.
About seven different claims, not one warrant. This is not news. Don Lemon is not a reporter. He's a brazen liar and hypocrite.
On something else. He did it. I didn't do it. He certainly opened up the race wound from Charlottesville. A man clearly wounded by the rational people who are abandoning him in droves, meaning those business people, and the people in Washington now who are questioning his fitness for office and whether he is stable. A man backed into a corner, it seems, by circumstances beyond his control and beyond his understanding. That's the truth. If you watch that speech as an American, you had to be thinking, what in the world is going on? This is the person we elected as a president of the United States? This petty? This small? The person who's supposed to pull the country together? Certainly didn't happen there. Let's break it all down now.
Yes, because of people like you. Because of people like you. That is who we elected as president. Because of brazen hypocrites and liars who won't even call out their own side. When there was a murder in Charlottesville by a white supremacist who drove his car into a crowd, there was universal condemnation from the right. Universal condemnation. I did not hear one person who said, oh, well, that's just great. We love it when white supremacists kill Antifa. We just love it. I didn't hear one person going out to support that guy who ran those people over. That's the difference between the left and the right. We're willing to call out our own. When Antifa burns down Berkeley, when Antifa throws a trash can through a Starbucks sign, oh, that's about social justice. When leftist YouTubers go on YouTube and say, oh, it's okay to punch a Nazi, that's not inciting violence. But Donald Trump, when he says that we need closed borders, he's winking at the white supremacists saying, go out and kill some illegal immigrants. Go out and take your anger out on some brown people. That's what he's saying, right? But no, when Loretta Lynch openly calls for violence, blood, death in the street, death in the street. No, that's not inciting violence. Same behavior, right? This is why I can't take the left seriously. This is why I can't trust them. This is why I don't trust the leftists. They are either knowingly lying to you or too stupid to know that everything that they believe isn't true. Either way, you can't trust them. Don Lemon, our president isn't the embarrassing one. You're the embarrassing one. You are an embarrassment to journalism. You are an embarrassment to TV. You look like a nincompoop. And you know what? You are only there because you're a black guy. There, I said it. If you weren't black, nobody would care about what you have to say. That is affirmative action in journalism right there. Don Lemon's existence as a broadcaster, as a news broadcaster, is affirmative action because he is so stupid that he thinks that what he's doing is objective news. We're going to play a little bit more audio from him. He tried to basically race bait Morgan Freeman, and Morgan Freeman, the voice of God, just wasn't having it. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Show. I am Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial filling in for the great Kevin Jackson. You can always get me at Shaq General on Twitter, at Shaq General. Tweet me, send me your hate mail, anything you want to send me. If you want to send me some memes, I love memes. I love meme warfare. I know that makes me sort of a violent type of guy, but yes, I love meme warfare. And feel free to send me your memes at Shaq General on Twitter. I am Brett Siegel, again, the disgruntled millennial, always broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And again, I want to thank our sponsors for supporting the show. I want to thank Kevin Jackson for letting me sit here in the big boy chair. I really love doing this. I love talking politics. You know, I'm not really popular at parties, especially where there's a lot of liberal folks. You know, I sort of bring it once in a while. Because look, you know, 99% of the time when someone tells you not to come to a party because you disagree with their politics, they don't want you to talk politics. Oh, Brett always talks politics. You know what? I don't really always talk politics. People do talk politics. And if I'm in a group where someone is talking politics, I will bring up my politics. You know? When in Rome, do as the Romans do. But oftentimes, people don't necessarily like the things that I say, so they want to talk politics, but they want to do it in an echo chamber where there isn't any dissent, where there aren't any dissenting beliefs. Or there aren't any people who might disagree. Now, obviously, these days, Hollywood is going off its rails. I can barely watch TV anymore. They shove this propaganda down your throat, and it's so brazen. It's so obvious. If you're going to make propaganda, at least do it well. The best kind of propaganda is the kind that you don't really know that you're being propagandized. But when you have these entire shows, movies based on global warming and movies based on, the 1%, like, you know, The Day After Tomorrow, where because of global warming, birds are just going to fall out of the sky. The Day After Tomorrow, New York will be covered in an ice sheet. I mean, the plot of these of Hollywood movies these days is just getting silly. Like Elysium, it's all about the 1% Elysium, that movie about, there's a space station where only the rich people go and they stay healthy and beautiful and white. And down on Earth, it's dreadful. The 99% is down on Earth. It's just a big analogy for the 1% versus the 99%. Occupy Democrats, garbage, basically, into a movie. Occupy Democrats made into a movie. Elysium, with Matt Damon. Huge progressive leftist. Now, thankfully, not everyone in Hollywood has taken the bait, has taken the race bait. You know, Ashley Judd going out talking about her period blood, Rosie O'Donnell, Madonna talking about blowing up the White House, even Martin Sheen. But you know what? There's one particular member of the Hollywood elite who is just so filthy, stinking rich, and so filthy, stinking successful, and so amazing, and his voice just commands like the word of God. Obviously, I'm talking about Morgan Freeman. Now, constantly, I mean, Morgan Freeman grew up in a time when racism was really real and there and institutional. So for Morgan Freeman, a guy who's blacker than Barack Obama, a billionaire, coming out against this race-baiting crap, that's a big one. I mean, I'll see your Ashley Judd, Rosie O'Donnell, Madonna, and even your Martin Sheen and Robert Downey Jr., and I will raise you one Morgan Freeman. It's so funny. People are always trying to get Morgan Freeman to talk about race. Lefties are always trying to get Morgan Freeman to talk about race, to defend identity politics, to defend Black Lives Matter. And does Morgan Freeman take the bait? Let's hear. Let's see if Morgan Freeman takes the race-baiting garbage of the left. Here's Morgan Freeman talking about Black History Month.
Black History Month, you find
ridiculous.
Why?
You're going to relegate my history to a month?
Oh, come on.
What do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month?
Well,
come on, tell me.
Well, I'm Jewish.
Okay. Which month is Jewish History Month?
There isn't one.
Oh. Why not?
Yeah.
Do you want one?
No.
I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history.
How are we going to get rid of racism on...
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman.
There we go. The man, the voice of Beyond the Wormhole, the voice of God, the Hollywood voice of God, declares that Black History Month is stupid. Now, if I said that, Brett Siegel, white guy, cisgendered, white male, if I said that Black History Month is stupid, what do you think would happen? Honestly, what do you think would happen if I came out and said that Black History Month is stupid and I think it should be abolished? There shouldn't be a Black History Month. It promotes racism. It promotes black supremacy. Which, let's face it, if the left were consistent at all, would have to renounce black supremacy, right? Because they're all for equality, right? Now here's Don Lemon trying to basically race bait and class bait Morgan Freeman into admitting that there's some sort of institutional racism that's keeping black people down. Two black guys on CNN, filthy, stinking rich black guys talking about income inequality between the races. Now, when Don Lemon tries to bait Morgan Freeman into basically admitting that Black Lives Matter and that the 1% and income inequality and leftist blah, 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 it's funny. It's like Morgan Freeman just told Don Lemon to go outside, pick his own switch off of the tree so Morgan Freeman could come back and whoop his behind. Now, clearly, Don Lemon didn't think that Morgan Freeman was going to give him the answer that Morgan Freeman gave him. Because he's a racist. Don Lemon is a racist. Don Lemon thinks that just because Morgan Freeman is black, that he's going to get down with the whole, he's going to get jiggy with the whole Black Lives Matter income inequality narrative. Which is racist. Let's face it. If you think that someone should have a particular belief because of their particular race, well, then that is racist. That is a racist belief for you to have.
Do you think that race plays a part in wealth distribution or either a mindset that you can't
today?
Or you're not?
Yeah.
No. You don't?
No, I don't. No. You and I, we're proof.
Notice, you and I, we're proof. That's what he said. You and I, two black men who are basically at the top of their game. I know why Morgan Freeman is at the top of his game. I don't know why Don Lemon is at the top of his game. But yes, that is proof. There is proof out there
that institutional racism is not a thing anymore. It's not a thing anymore. And you know, you realize how fast he said that? He didn't even have to think about it. He said, you and I, we are proof.
Why would race have anything to do with it? Put your mind to what you want to do and go for that. It's kind of like religion to me. It's a good excuse for not getting there.
Yeah. You know, I said, and it's probably getting me in trouble, but I said to some of my colleagues recently, so I know that it's an issue. But it seems like every single day on television I'm talking about race, and it's because of the news cycle. It's in the news. But sometimes I get so tired of talking about it, I want to...
Don Lemon, shut up. You are not tired of talking about this. You love talking about this. This is all you talk about. This is all you talk about, because this is the only card you have to play, is the race card. But you know that Morgan Freeman is a brilliant man who has pulled himself up by his bootstraps and has made himself a billionaire. And you know that he, just his very existence, lays waste to your entire narrative. And he is sagacious. When he speaks, people listen. So of course you're going to sit there and say, yeah, I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of talking about race. It seems like race is always in the news cycle. You, people like you, are the ones who bring race into the news cycle when it doesn't even have to be there. When it never was there. You want to ascribe racial motivations to every crime. You want to ascribe racial motivations to your opponents. To your political opponents. You are the one doing this. You are a part of this problem. Now, just because you're sitting there in front of Morgan Freeman and you feel like a child being spoken to by an adult, doesn't mean that the rest of us don't know that you are lying to Morgan Freeman, right? You love race baiting. You love race politics. You love talking about race. It's the only card that you have to play. So don't pretend like you don't like talking about race. That's your whole bag.
I want to just go, this is over. Can we move on?
And if you talk about it, it exists.
Right.
Yeah. It's not like it exists and we refuse to talk about it. But making it a bigger issue than it needs to be is the problem we have.
We now take you live to the Senate floor, where Senator Chuck Schumer is delivering an impassioned speech.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I am your guest host for the day, Brett Siegel, otherwise known as the Disgruntled Millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Today, we have a very, very special guest with us. His name is Joshua Naibo. He is a writer, a veteran, a returning student, and he's currently working on starting a web series to go along with some articles and some commentary that he writes. Joshua, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
One of the things I wanted to talk to you about today is Antifa. Antifa has been just sort of a thorn in our backside, and unfortunately, the left does not come out against these people like the right. We've heard universal condemnation from people on the right of these white supremacists, but on the left side, where Antifa likes to go and cause riots and hurt people and throw rocks at people, and we hear crickets from the left. I wanted to talk to you today about Antifa. What explains this growing support for such a clearly fascistic philosophy?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you look at most of the member base, it's young people. And young people, especially in America today, are often kind of casting about, looking for meaning. They want to belong. Remember that we're living in a society where we have largely thrown away God, we've largely thrown away a lot of the ties that used to bind. Our social structure is not what it was, and so we have a lot of disaffected, disgruntled youth who want to, they have the passion of youth. They want to feel like they're doing something. And so when they see this group, they think, oh, I'm fighting the good fight. And because Antifa considers itself effectively above the law and that it has the right to just attack people at will, it gives them the double bonus of feeling like part of a group, but also feeling like they don't actually have to rein themselves in or exercise any kind of self-control. It's saying you're doing good by just doing what feels good. You know, your first most immediate impulse. And again, since most of them are young, their first impulse is probably not going to be as thought out. So, like I said, the appeal is they want to be part of a group. They want to be part of the good fight. And Antifa gives that impression, I think, to impressionable young people.
Right. And, you know, just to add to that, a lot of this postmodern cultural relativism stuff that's going on, the white privilege, microaggressions, toxic masculinity. I mean, the whole thing about microaggressions is to basically give people a reason to perform actual aggressions. If somebody aggressed you in some way, what's your natural response going to be? You're going to want to respond with a certain type of aggression. It lends itself to an intellectual environment where these kids are basically being taught to respond to speech with actual aggressions. And I think that that's one of the things that also gets these people actually up in arms and out there with their batons and their masks and their bottles. And
yeah, it's definitely very much they want to feel like they're part of the good fight, and it's exciting. Instead of doing little things every day to help people, because they live in a country where most of the quote social justice fight has effectively already been won. It's as far as like reasonable actual redress of like legitimate grievances, like say Jim Crow, for example. So but that's not as exciting. It's not as fun as being part of this masked army.
Right. And that's one of the things that Kevin Jackson also talks about a lot, is that, you know, one day there used to be a time when these things were actual institutional problems and they needed to be fought. But as soon as those problems went away, as soon as there was full equality under the law, there was a group of people had to basically figure out what they were going to do for a living, right? Like the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons of the world, the Jeremiah Wrights of the world. They had to figure out how they were going to continue to make money. And one of the things Kevin Jackson likes to talk about is race pimping, which is basically these folks who just can't leave well enough alone. They can't take yes for an answer. And, of course, just like you said, these young people, they want to be involved in social justice. They want to effect change. And if they're gotten to at a young enough age, well, then they're not given this the broader overview of history and their own place in it. So if they can be convinced that black people are still being oppressed, that women are still being oppressed, that minorities are still being oppressed, just like you said, they think they are fighting the good fight. But a lot of conservative folks have said we should punch back twice as hard. What do you think about that? Should we punch back twice as hard?
I would argue no, because I think that one of the things that will taint our movement is if we become seen, to use the analogy in my article, like if we're just another person in a two-man bar fight, people won't sympathize with us. People won't condemn them. It'll just be, oh, well, you know, they're both equally bad, blah, 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 that usual rigmarole. We're trying to fight from the moral high ground, not just because, you know, that sounds good from a pulpit in church. We're trying to fight that because that's what works. We're looking at examples like Martin Luther King. We're looking at examples like Gandhi. We're looking, going back to that church, examples like Jesus, where punching back is not always the best option on the individual level. Now, I'm not saying that if these people were invading homes, don't defend your family or a number of other contexts. I'm saying that as far as rallies in the streets,
right,
it is always serving our interest and helping to discredit theirs if we are leading by a moral example, which is refusing to contribute to street violence and political street fighting in America, while the cameras are rolling and showing them being a part of this group. I think that's going to do a better job in the long term of helping our standing and hurting theirs, and also as far as helping, the more they hurt innocent people without cause on camera, the more that it will help reduce their appeal. The same way you see edgy kids running around with Che shirts and with Mao shirts, blah blah blah. You don't see any running around with swastika shirts. Like there's even edgiest of the edgelords aren't going to push the envelope that far in school. And there's a reason. It's because Nazism is, with good reason, so tainted. And we're trying to push Antifa into that category. Whereas if we're out there mixing it up with them, it's not going to be as effective. We're going to look like we're the same thing, but with but from red states, with an elephant logo. Like, and that's right. That's the thing. We're trying to make the distinction between us and them. We want America to see that we condemn extremists. We don't engage in street violence. The Democrats do. The Democrats are in a sort of brown-shirted lockstep unity, except that unity is leading them over a cliff. And I would say also that for practical reasons, not just moral ones, let's ask ourselves, the Democrats have been behaving this way. How many houses of Congress do they control? I am pretty sure they also managed to lose the presidency to someone that they felt was as stupid and incompetent as Donald Trump. So what happened? And where I'm going with that is that their behavior is having consequences. It might be frustrating to see them behave this way, but it is costing them. And if we are doing the right thing, we will benefit. And we would still be better off, as painful, I mean physically painful as what I'm suggesting is, doing this than allowing ourselves to effectively continue to escalate, to continue to cycle downward until the example I used in my article, so we become similar to Weimar Germany. And that did not end well. For the viewers who aren't quite as familiar with history, Weimar Germany was the period in between World War I and World War II, the tempestuous quasi-democracy that was around for about 12 years before Hitler took power. And those 12 years were characterized by exactly what you've seen in a very, very, very small scale in places like Charlottesville, et cetera, where you had these roaming street armies from the communists. Antifa itself was, by the way, created by the German Communist Party. It was one of those private armies. And they would go scrap against the Reichsbanner, which were the Social Democrats, and the brown shirts from the Nazis. And who's the real people who suffered in these little street brawls was the common German man and the common German property owner. And I think that if that comes to America, that is going to be a terrible thing, one, in terms of where that's going to lead our republic, and two, the death and destruction for mostly the bystanders, first and foremost.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We are going to be back here with Joshua Naibo. We are talking about Antifa. We are talking about what conservatives should do in the face of being targeted by basically this radical leftist group who basically wants nothing more than to punch a Nazi. And if they can make everyone think that everyone is a Nazi, well then, guess what? They can go and realize their fantasies of violence and just go around punching people. We'll be right back with Joshua Naibo. Get me at Shaq General on Twitter.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.